This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Cannon McMillan High School, where we are ready for the finals for the 2026 WPIAL Boys 3A Individual Championships. I'm Sam McCollum. I'm joined now by Randy Pettit. Randy, how are we doing today?
Doing very well, very well. Looking forward to this.
Yeah, it's exciting. We've seen some great wrestling today. Semifinals were great as always, and now we're looking to see the finals and see, you know, who comes out of here a WPIAL champion.
No, going to be a good day. And it's, as we were kind of joking here a little bit ago, it's always a pleasure to come here to Cannon Mac. You know things are going to be run well. You know things are going to be on time. And just looking forward to seeing some good wrestling.
Absolutely. They're doing a parade of champions now as they bring them out by spotlight. All the lights are out in the gym. Create that excitement before the championship finals even start. And we've got some a couple upsets throughout the day in the semifinals. Our number one and number two seed both, I believe it was at 114 pounds. Let me make sure of that. Yes. McGarity, your number one seed out of Penn Trafford, was defeated, and so was the number two seed, Barrett, out of Penn Trafford. So we have three versus four in that one, but most of them, the seeding's been pretty close.
Yep.
They did a pretty good job of the seeding this year.
Now, and sometimes, I mean, you have some a little bit of discrepancies coming out of the sections here and there, but as a whole, I mean, this committee, they usually do a pretty good job. It's amazing when you look back as far as, like, from us, back when we were back in, I mean, not to sound old, but when we were back in high school, and you look at all those wrestlers who had competed and who are now on that committee making right. These decisions and everything, it's like, all right, yes, they're in good hands.
Absolutely. And then Frank Volcano at the top does an awesome job running any
Correct.
Tournament. And if you've ever been to one of his tournaments, you know it's on time. You know it's run really, really well.
Correct.
So, as they finish announcing these the parade of champions, we're going to step aside and take a break. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to greensports.net on the WJPA Sports Network.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company. A family-owned business in Washington, Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
And welcome back to Cannon McMillan. Getting ready for the finals in the 2026 WPIAL Boys 3A Individual Championships. They're doing a parade of champions here. Cannon McMillan is going to have seven kids on to next week. Connellsville with six. Franklin Regional with six. Norwin has eight going on to the next to the Southwest Regional Tournament. Pretty impressive. Trinity with a good showing here so far. Took some hits in that last round, the round before the last one, third round of consolations. But fighting hard, and they will take seven kids to the next tournament.
Well, that's a good showing for them. Earlier in the year, got a chance to watch Cannon Mac and Trinity battle it out at the Tricata out at West Green, and there were that team race was pretty tight there for a little bit until we got a little bit later on into that tournament.
Yeah, Cannon Mac's going to take nine into next week, so you know I'd say Cannon Mac's back.
Yeah,
I don't know if they ever went away. Yeah. But they had a few lean years and. Lean years for Cannon Mac.
For Cannon Mac, yes.
But now they're back where everybody expects them to be with nine going on to the Southwest Regional Tournament. You know what, let's step aside one more time while they're doing the Parade of Champions, and we'll come back and get ready for the start of the final. You're listening to Greensports.net on the WJPA Sports Network.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. You can't turn on the TV or scroll through social media without being bombarded by insurance commercials. They're everywhere, even on the radio. Low rates, big savings. We'll insure your pet iguana. Okay, maybe not the iguana. Sadly, many times you're not saving money. You're just getting your coverage slashed. By the time there's a claim, it's too late to see you've been duped. At Chambers Insurance, our goal is to improve your coverage and get you savings. We're local, family-owned, and we'll work with you to find the right coverage. Chambers Insurance, since 1953.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on advanced orthopedics and rehabilitation.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
And welcome back to Cannon McMillan High School. We are now just underway with our championship finals. 107 pounds. Championship final is Ferraro and Rehack. For some reason, my...
You just, you're going to have to refresh it, because like, I just had to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So it should start popping up there for you.
A little stubborn.
Yes. So as Sam did mention here, we're just getting underway, just kind of running things down here. The third place match on mat number one, that's going to be Bryce Thomas taking on Parker Jennings of Trinity. Here on mat two, that championship match, Lee Dreschman from Canisburg taking on Michael Johnson of West Allegheny. Mat number three, you have Riley Smith out of, I'm assuming, Seneca Valley there, taking on Salvatore Colangelo. Colangelo.
Yep.
There we go. Franklin Regional. And over the seventh-place match, you have Joey Saran taking on Jack Brentzel of Penn Trafford.
In our championship bout, it is still scoreless, just under a minute to go. Randy, if you want to take the championship bout, I'll keep an eye on the other three.
Yep, we can do that. We can do that. So under here, we're just under a minute to go in this this opening period. Shot in there by Dreschman as they go out of bounds. Going to get back to the center here for a restart with 44 seconds to go in this opening period. Back underway here now. Just both wrestlers just circling here. A little head tap there by Dreschman. Still, most pressure has been, the forward pressure anyways, has been coming from Dreschman. Shot now by Dreschman, went for double leg, now trying to switch over to a single. Still locked in the crotch there is Johnson. And trying to come out for that takedown, and should be control right there. Has not been awarded yet. There they awarded the takedown. Up 3-0 is Dreschman. We're under 10 seconds to go, and that should be how this first period is going to end here. Going to take a 3-0 lead into the second period.
In a third place bout, Parker Jennings of Trinity, Bryce Thomas of Moon Area, still scoreless with a minute to go here in the second period.
So going to be Johnson's choice here, and he is taken down.
Boy, not a lot of points flying up here. In the fifth-place match, scoreless between Colangelo of Franklin Regional, Smith of Seneca Valley, and a 1-0 score in the seventh-place bout, Joey Sonnen of North Allegheny over Jax Brentzel of Penn Trafford.
Johnson quickly up to his feet. Dreschman tried to put that leg in, was unsuccessful there, and one-point escape for Johnson. Once again, forward pressure here by Dreschman. some head taps. Down to a knee there is Johnson. Down now the two knees. Still just kind of stalking is Johnson. Still down to 120 to go. Not much action besides just some forward pressure and head taps here by Dreschman.
In the third place bout, Bryce Thomas will ride Parker Jennings the entire second period. So they'll go into the third. I checked that it was 1 second left. They went out of bounds. So we'll have to run that second off before we go.
Johnson now being the aggressor, trying an outside single shot, and that was blocked by Dreschman. Has Dreschman down to two knees here as they're at towards the edge of the mat. 45 seconds to go in this second period. Dreschman leading 3-1. Right on the edge here. Forward pressure and the push out there by Johnson. 36 seconds as we come back to the center here.
So a one-point escape and a takedown for Bryce Thomas. We'll make it 4-0. Now it's 5-0 in favor of Bryce Thomas over Parker Jennings here in the third period.
Down to 15 seconds to go. Both wrestlers still just in the center of the mat. Johnson still down on a knee. And the head taps by Dreschman. Under 10 seconds to go here. Assuming that Dreschman's going to start this third period in the bottom position here. And that's the end of the period. And Dreschman is going down.
Bryce Thomas still leading over Parker Jennings of Trinity. Down to a minute to go in their match.
So Johnson said he wanted to start this on his feet, so he gave the escape. They're starting up in neutral here. 4-1, Dreschman with Johnson needing that takedown. Forward pressure now there by Johnson. He's the aggressor here as we get towards the edge of the mat. Another shot in by Johnson. A couple different shots here, unsuccessful, and we're going to come back to the center.
We're going to try to keep you updated on the Washington County and Greene County wrestlers first and then give you all the rest of the wrestlers across the WPIAL.
And back to the center of the restart here. Johnson initially dropped down to that knee. Now here's a shot in. Nice low ankle pick there by Dreschman. And he is going to be able to complete that takedown and take the 7-1 lead with 1:20 to go in this third period. Got both hooks in now. Does Dreschman trying to work the wrist underneath now. He's trying to get his hand free. Johnson has a hold of his one hand. There, he got it free now. Just barring the arm on the left-hand side is Dreschman. We're under a minute to go in this final period. Dreschman leading 7-1 in this championship bout, starting off at 107 pounds.
And we have a final. Your third-place finisher is going to be Bryce Thomas out of Moon Area, a 5-0 winner over Parker Jennings of Trinity. Jennings will take fourth.
And after a stalemate there, we're coming back to the center with 52 seconds to go. Quickly to his feet is Johnson, breaks the hands and gets the escape. 7-2 now. Another low shot there by Dreschman, trying to come around. A counter shot is Johnson, and he does so. Granby roll, and no points awarded there. Good counter by Dreschman. No control. They go off the edge of the mat. 34 seconds to go. Come back to the center for this neutral restart.
In the fifth place match, Salvatore Colangelo of Franklin Regional trailing 1-0. To Ryan Smith of Seneca Valley, and time will run out. That's your final. So Riley Smith will take fifth place. Salvatore Colangelo of Franklin Regional will take sixth.
Down to 15 seconds to go here. Johnson still stalking Dreschman. Attempted a shot there, but that was nicely blocked by Dreschman over the edge of the mat here. Unless we go out here, this is going to how this is going to end, and that's going to be your final 7-2. So your champion is going to be Lee Dreschman out of Cannonsburg, 7-2 win at 102 or 107 pounds. Excuse me.
We're going to step aside. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Greensports.net on the WJPA Sports Network.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
And welcome back to Cannon McMillan. We're up to 114 pounds now in a championship battle. It'll be Zach Rehack of Trinity and Bennett Ferraro of Pine Richland.
So we do have over on mat number one for our third place match, we do have Jackson Hoy out of Trinity taking on Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. On mat number three, we have Smith of Connellsville taking on Serraro of Mars. And it doesn't look like that match is actually going to take place.
No, it doesn't. Nobody came out, did they?
So there's to say nothing showing on the mat center as we're getting ready to go there. And down to that seventh place match, that's going to be Zachary Franks of Connellsville taking on
Shamil Islamov
from Baldwin. Yeah, so it doesn't look like we're going to be having that fifth place match here.
No, we'll have to wait until the awards and see. Actually, go ahead and catch that finals. I'll see if I can get the.
Yep, we can do that. So while we were talking here, we do have a takedown here by Rehack out of Thomas Jefferson. He's leading 3-1 over Ferraro from Pine Richland. And under a minute to go, down to 40 seconds as we're over to the edge of the mat here. Both ear-to-ear tie. So there, a nice low shot there by Rehack again. And there he was able to finish that low single off, and picking up another three-point takedown, now leading 6-1. Quickly up to his feet, though, was Ferraro. Nice grabby roll there to the side, and they go out of bounds. He was trying to come around behind to pick up that two-point reversal, but was not able to do so. So we're down to 16 seconds as we go back to the center here for this restart.
So it looks like Nicholas McGarity of Penn Trafford is going to forfeit or default to Fennec out of Franklin Regional.
All right. Another quick Gramby roll right off the start there and was able to grab a hold of that leg was Ferraro, but not going to be able to get out. So that's how this first period is going to end. Zach Rehack from TJ up 6-1. Going to start this second period with Ferraro in the down position here. Over to my left, we have Jackson Hoy trailing 1-0 in that third place match out of Trinity. And back underway here, now trying to grab a hold of that leg again, almost in a half attempt of a switch, but now trying to work at crossface cradle here is Rehack. Not able to lock it up yet. 30 seconds into this second period. Does have control of that ankle as well. Up to his feet quickly and then right back down and almost tilted was Ferraro.
We should say, too, 7 qualify for next week.
Yes.
So that 7th and 8th place match is pretty important.
Extremely important.
Yes, we're going to try to keep an eye on that. Right now it's Zachary Franks of Connellsville and Shamil Islamov out of Baldwin, and they're scoreless in the second period.
We are back to the center here for a restart in our championship match. Rehack still leading 6-1. Quickly up to his feet was Ferraro and able to break the hold, picking up that one-point escape with 1:02 to go. Both wrestlers just kind of stalking each other center of the mat. Now down to a knee is Ferraro. So Rehack decided he would join him down there.
That's pretty much all you can do when a guy's down on one knee.
Yes. I mean, if they're going to stay there without being, you know, just forward pressure, like any type of shots, it's like, all right, if you're going to be down here at this level, I'm going to come join you.
So now, Jackson Hoya Trinity still leading 4-1, now 7-1 as he'll get a takedown over Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford.
Down to 20 seconds to go here. Nice low shot here again by Rehak, trying to pull Ferraro back in. He's got 13 seconds to do so. And able to pick up that three-point takedown right there with 6 seconds to go as they go off the edge of the mat. Now leading 9-2. I'm going to come back to the center here to get a quick restart.
We've got injury time running over on mat number 4 in the seventh place bout, and I believe that's for Zachary Franks out of Connellsville. He's got his shoulder heavily wrapped, and that's what they're looking at.
We are back here starting the third period. Ferraro on top, trailing 9-2 in this championship bout. At 114 pounds. Trying to come up to his feet here is Rehak. Does have hand control now. Hasn't been able to get back down. Now trying to get him back down the mat is Ferraro. And quickly back up to his feet is Rehak. Stalling has been worn for Ferraro. Did not return him quick enough there. And he went ahead and conceded that and gave the 1 point escape. So now back down to a knee is Ferraro, and joining him is Rehak again. And getting close to the edge of the mat here. We're looking at a 10-2 lead now.
And over on mat number 1, your third place finisher is going to be Jackson Hoy out of Trinity, a 4-1 winner over Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford.
Another nice low double single here, or excuse me, nice double switching over to a single was Rehak picking up that takedown. Now leading 13-2, and we had a potentially dangerous there. I didn't see what was the concern, but we're going to go back to the center here for a restart. 13-2, the current score with 50 seconds to go. I say unless something dramatic happens, Zach Rehak out of Thomas Jefferson is going to be your 114-pound champion. There's a caution off the start on Rehak.
Time running down in the seventh place bout. 5-2. Islamov of Baldwin still leading over Franks of Connellsville.
That one they jumped on the a different whistle, so no cautions awarded there. And just back out of here, working, trying for some hand control underneath there. Up to his feet is Ferraro, and able to get that 1 point escape. 13-3 here, under 30 seconds ago in the championship match.
So your seventh place finisher will be Shamil Islamov of Baldwin, an 8-2 winner over Zachary Franks of Connellsville.
Down to 14 seconds here. Both wrestlers just center of the mat and circling here. And now just kind of getting out of the way here is Rehak. Ferraro, one last-ditch effort there and unsuccessful. So 13-3 is going to be your final. Zach Rehak, your champion.
You're listening to WPIAL Wrestling on greensports.net on the WJPA Sports Network.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Well, here we are back at Cannon McMillan High School. 121 pounders on the mat now. And our championship bout, they go into the table. We saw so many matches go clear into the tables today. It was unbelievable. Really? We talked about how technology was taking a hit. So it is Landon Siddon. I always say his name wrong. Landon Siddon of Norwin and Nico Capusta of Hempfield in our championship bout. In our third place bout, Tommy Gretz of Connellsville, Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional. Fifth place will be Robert Cordova of Thomas Jefferson, Gianno Gardner of Cannon McMillan, and for seventh place it'll be Evan Schomburg, North Allegheny, Gavin Bricker of Trinity.
They did do a pretty good number on the tripod there. It took them a second to get the scoreboard back up and working. So with that championship match here, you say Siddon?
That's what they told me, it was Siddon.
Okay, Siddon. I can say out of Norwin, taking on Nico Capusta. We have no score, down to 110 to go. Do we have any score across the board?
Yeah, the only match that has score, it's 4-3 in the seventh place bout. Schomburg of North Allegheny leading over Bricker of Trinity.
I'm guessing the championship match, one of these officials is going to step in. There's been the hands have been quite heavy between both wrestlers here.
Yeah, these two have probably seen each other multiple times before, I would think.
Yeah. Okay, here, down into front headlock here. That's Capusta, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, got in a little bit of a funk roll here now. Capusta did lose his headgear. They're going to let this continue. And there, the three-point takedown is awarded. And finally there, Siddon went ahead and broke that grip. So we are under 20 seconds to go, so 15 seconds in this first period, and Capusta leading 3-0 has Siddon flattened out, and we're going to go into this second period here.
Over on mat number three, we're running injury time now for Gianno Gardner of Cannon McMillan. I didn't see exactly what happened, but he is trailing 1-0 to Cordova of Thomas Jefferson.
So Capusta, it's going to be his choice. He's taking down to start this second period.
Over on mat number four, Schomburg of North Allegheny leading Bricker of Trinity 5-3. That's for seventh place. And now a three-point takedown for Schomburg. That'll make it 8-3.
A little caution off the start here. And well, they're going to say that control wasn't broken there. Capusta, I don't know. He literally turned around and faced him, and then Siddon dove in on a takedown attempt. That they're going to say that there was no breaking control.
Huh.
So still 3-0, 1:45 to go.
Third place match now. Tommy Gretz out of Connellsville, up 2-0 over Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional.
Switch attempt there by Capusta, no luck, but was able to come up to his feet and get the one-point escape. Now leading 4-0, single attempt there by Siddon. Over here towards the edge of the mat. Going back towards that scores table again. Now a nice defensive move there by Capusta. And they're going to go off the edge of the mat here. Still leading 4-0.
I think you have those backwards. Red anklet is Siddon.
Yep, you are correct.
When they wear those white singlets with barely anything on them, it's a little hard to tell the difference.
Correct. Oh, into the shot here, and now straight to his back. Sitting has Kapusta in trouble, and there is the fall. It's going to be 3:03 is going to be the time of that fall in the championship match.
You knew when Sidden caught him in that coming in that it was tight.
I mean, he had the chin right off the get-go.
Well, back over to our other matches. It is Tommy Gretz in the third-place match, still up 2-0 over Colangelo of Franklin Regional. Gretz out of Connellsville. Schaumburg still up 8-3. He's out of North Allegheny over Bricker of Trinity, and that is the seventh-place match. And that bout is well into the third period. A tight one down here on mat number three, Cordova, Thomas Jefferson, 1-0 over Gardner of Cannon McMillan. That match also down to about a minute to go in the third period.
Over here on mat number one, just a 2-0 score. Gretz leading 2-0 over Colangelo. Excuse me. As we were saying as well, that all-important seventh-place match, Bricker's going to have to, he's trying to come around behind here, does get a two-point reversal, so he's now still trailing by three, but he's got a minute to go. He's going to cut him loose.
Yeah, I think that's all he can do.
Yeah. Taken down again there is Bricker, so it's going to be a 12-5 advantage now. Gretz still leading here on the third place match. Down to 5 seconds ago. He's up 2-1. That should have been a caution.
You would think so.
Yeah. He's almost touching his feet before the whistle actually blew. That's going to be your final there. It's going to be 2-1 final for Tommy Gretz out of Connellsville.
Back over now to the seventh place match. 12-9 is the score in favor of Schaumburg and North Allegheny, but Bricker not ready to concede yet. He's trying everything he can to score. I think he's going to run out of time. And he does. That'll do it. Gavin Bricker has been eliminated. Evan Schaumburg out of North Allegheny will be your seventh place finisher, 12-9. We're going to step aside again. We'll be back right after this.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Well, here we go, 127-pound finalists. Santino Sloboda out of Butler area against Dom Canale of Trinity.
All right, Matt Center's refreshing here. So currently no score. We are 31 seconds into this championship bout. As Sam just said, Sloboda and Canale. Back to the center here for the restart. Canale with the heavy head tap there. Now low single attempt there by Sloboda. Wasn't even able to get to the feet or knee at all. Nice outside single there by Canale. Can he finish it? Little funk roll action by Sloboda. Trying to come around behind now is Canale, and now up to his feet and in a better attempt. Now another funk there by Canale. Nice little scramble action here. Getting those hips high is Canale. Oh, and now they're going to call potentially dangerous there, which that knee wasn't exactly twisted a good way.
Yeah, better safe than sorry. I mean, these kids have a lot of wrestling yet to do this year, even after this match.
Yes. Just a nice about 20, 25 seconds worth of some scramble there by those two. So we are back to the center now, coming around behind for a takedown. There it is, finally awarded, is Sloboda. He's trying to get the legs in, not able to do so. There he was able to get the left leg in now. Looking to turn Canale.
In your third place match, Nolan Rice of Connellsville, scoreless with Colton Klippa of Norwin.
Trying to look for a tilt here is Sloboda, and this is how this period's going to end. We're under 5 seconds to go, and going to be 3-0 lead for Sloboda going into the second period.
In your fifth place match, it's now 3-2 in favor of Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon over Nate Caracciola of Hempfield area. In the seventh place match, scoreless between Brady Rohaley of North Hills and Luke DeSantis of Pentrafford.
Going to be Sloboda's choice. He's taking down. Trying to get a leg in there was Canale, not able to do so. Now he does on the left-hand side, trying to work a power half. Canale's got to be careful here. Starting to get a little bit high. Sloboda is trying to come out the back here. Still in control is Canale. There he readjusted his hips a little bit and still trying to work that power half. There he's got him now broken down. And Sloboda's trying to get that leg out. Hasn't been able to do so yet.
Well, Canale did a nice job there because his hips slipped over the side.
Yeah.
And he was able to kind of readjust to get back in better position.
It was because it went sour real quick for him, but he was able to readjust, as you said there. And we're going to call a stalemate here with 1:12 to go.
On the other mats, we've got a scoreless match in the third place, scoreless match in the seventh place, and an 8-2 score, Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon leading over Nate Caracciolo of Hempfield area.
Now broken down flat here. Now back up to his base is Sloboda. Trying to get that leg in again is Canale, and he's able to do so. Working a power half. A lot of flexibility in that shoulder there. And there's the
wow.
There is the potentially dangerous call with 51 seconds to go.
If he didn't have a lot of flexibility before, he's going to now.
He will now.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Canale was not messing around. Once when he committed to that power half, he went for it.
Nolan Rice of Connellsville now up 4-0 over Colton Klippa of Norwin in the third place bout.
So Canale was able to get a leg in, but a nice quick forward roll there from Sloboda, and they're back up to their feet for the one-point escape. 37 seconds to go here. I got to think Canale needs to try to get a takedown here. He needs some points on the board here heading into this third period.
I agree. I'll tell you, Sloboda had a tough match earlier against Nolan Rice of Connellsville in the semis.
Down under 20 seconds to go. Nice low single there attempt by Sloboda. Was not able to get. Now trying to come around behind. And in on the leg is, what do we got here?
So, I wasn't sure.
But we have an outside single here by Canale. And that's going to be the end of the period. It almost like he was going front headlock. And then all next thing you know, he was shifted to the side. I think somebody has blood. At least Sloboda is saying there's some blood.
Yeah, they can't seem to find it yet.
Yes. So we do have a pause in the action here for apparently some blood time.
We have in the third place match, Nolan Rice of Connellsville still leading 4-0 over Klippa of Norwin. And in the fifth place match, it is 11-3 now, Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon over Nate Caracciolo of Hempfield area. Well, and there's your final. Evan Sala is your winner, 11-3. He'll be your fifth place finisher.
Was Canale's choice, and he took neutral, trailing 4-0. Low single attempt there by Sloboda. Nice single attempt again by Canale, and into that funk roll position. Still trying to get his hips up high is Canale. Unless something changes here, I think we're going to be going stalemate. Now Sloboda up to his feet, and they're going to go off the edge of the mat. But now in on a single attempt is Sloboda. Trying to keep what, 1 foot in is Sloboda, and we are down to 120 to go. And there is the stalemate. So 119, we're going to head back to the center of the mat.
And Nolan Rice is your third-place finisher out of Connellsville, a 4-2 winner over Colton Klippa of Norwin.
Back to the center here for this restart. 115. Say, Canale's going to get on his horse here.
And over to seventh-place match. It's now 4-0. Luke DeSantis out of Penn Trafford over Brady Rohaley of North Hills.
Under a minute to go. Both wrestlers just working some head taps here currently. Trying to get some hand control now is Canale. And low outside single attempt by Canale. Down to 40 seconds to go. Working hand control here is Sloboda. And Canale able to break free. Another attempt here. Three straight attempts, and there's the stall call. And now another shot attempt from Canale as they go out. 26 seconds to go. Sloboda did have that stall to give, so no points there. That was just his first warning.
And your seventh-place finisher is going to be Luke DeSantis of Penn Trafford. 4-3 winner over Brady Rohaley of North Hills.
Canale was able to get down into that low single, but still not able to complete the takedown. And we're going to have a potentially dangerous hold here with 13 seconds to go. And we're going to come back to the center here for a restart. So Canale's going to need a miracle to pull this one out. And there's going to be a caution off the start. Canale just dove into the feet. Back again here. Low outside attempt by Canale. A couple more attempts as they're going off the edge of the mat. And that's how things are going to end here. So your champion is going to be Satino Sloboda, winner by 4-0 over Canale of Trinity.
And we're going to step aside. You're listening to Greensports.net on the WJPA Sports Network.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowners insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Well, here we go, 100. He had 33 pounders, excuse me, on the mat in the championship bout. Well, I'm a little slow to come up here. It is Emma from Canada McMillan and Snatch Co. from West Allegheny. Is that correct?
No,
that's
no.
We have third place
yep,
match.
Yannick and Tolliver.
There we go. Kale Yannick of Moon Area and Evan Tolliver of Ringgold in the championship bout.
So we are at no score in that bout. They're coming back to the center for a restart as they went out of bounds, and 131 to go.
Okay, so we did have either a forfeit or a default in the fifth place match. Landon Lynn of Connellsville is your winner over Gus Stediford of North Allegheny. Stediford defaulted.
So back here to the championship match. We're down to 1:10 to go. And still no score. I was trying to see the some of the coaches were clapping there. Nice double leg attempt here by Tolliver. No takedown awarded yet. Trying to get control here. Now gets his head out, and there's the takedown. Leading 3-0 now is Evan Tolliver, a Ringgold. Now trying to come around for a two-point reversal. And they're still haven't given control. What a roll here.
Wow.
Now, it almost has double arm bar there.
What in the world is that?
What is it? But ultimately, I'll give the refs credit there. They let it play through as far as that rolling around. It didn't jump to a reversal or whatever that looked like. So
well, now go ahead.
Yeah, so we had the one-point escape there by Yannick, and he actually did pick up the three-point takedown as well.
Well, the reason you heard a lot of applause earlier was John Emma, Cannon McMillan, in the third-place match, picked up a takedown near the end of the first period, and he's up 3-0 over A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny.
All right, so we are back to the center here. Yannick is starting on top here at that restart with 20 seconds to go, down to 15. Nice Granby roll. Wasn't able to completely get out there, so now we're down under 10 to go. Yannick still leading 4-3, and that's how this first period is going to end. Nice, a lot of action there in that last minute. I mean, after starting off pretty slow.
In the seventh place match, it's Gavin Murphy of Kiski area leading 7-3 over Parker Joseph of Mars.
So Yannick, it was his choice. He chose down. Caution there by Yannick. A little too quick on that start. Quickly up to his feet again is Yannick on the restart. Trying to work a switch here and get his hips up high enough, and does so. Yeah, actually went around behind for two. Say initially it looked like it was just going to be an escape, but he did get the two-point reversal. And out of bounds they go. Yannick leading 6-3 now.
Well, we just had a fall in a seventh-place match. Parker Joseph of Mars caught and pinned Gavin Murphy of Kiski area in a time of 2:33.
One thing here early on, Tolliver has attempted a couple Granby rolls, and Yannick was able to just let him go through with that and followed right behind for control. And now Yannick, they didn't award an escape, so this would be a reversal if he can get this. And he was able to get some control, get around behind, and now quick switch attempt here by Yannick. But we're looking at a 6-5 score. Still, Tolliver's going to be in control as they're on the edge. And there's the one-point escape, and we're at neutral. But still, they're saying they're inbounds. 7-5 lead for Yannick.
I tell you, Yannick has incredible hips. How many times has he hipped Lowther or Tolliver over like that and just knocked him off balance?
Correct. And just the action in general has just been, it's been great action, but it's been odd. Because there hasn't been a couple times it's like, all right, who has control and how do you have control? But back to the center here for a restart here. Single attempt and now trying to work to a dump is Yannick. Not able to get the takedown yet as Tolliver has a whizzer in. 15 seconds to go. And now forward pressure there by Tolliver. He's on the single now, and they're on the edge of the mat with 5 seconds to go. Yannick now has a whizzer in.
Excuse me, 6-1 now the score, Randy. John Emma of Cannon McMillan leading over Snatchko of West Allegheny, and that is under a minute to go in the third period.
So we are heading back to the center here for the start of the third period. Tolliver is going to start down. He's trailing 7-5 over Cale Yannick of Moon. As I mentioned, a lot of action here in this 133-pound final.
Yeah, this has been a great match.
One too many times. Let's see if he was able to get out of that there. So that would have been his third attempt at the Granby. And Yannick had the half in on that time, and that almost ended poorly there for Tolliver.
Well, and the problem is, as the match goes on, your Granby gets a lot slower.
Correct. Deep half here, trying to do more of a spiral ride, is Yannick. We're down to 125 to go. Granby roll attempt again, and no back points. Now really trying to run that half is Yannick. Yannick definitely does have the leverage here. Leverage advantage, anyway.
Another takedown in the third place match. John Emma of Canon McMillan up now 9-1 over Snatchko of West Allegheny.
Now a tilt attempt there and got a quick two swipe for Yannick. Now it's going to be a 9-5 lead. Under a minute to go now. This is just a heavy ride here by Yannick, and that's got to take it out of you.
You know, he rides with that spiral ride, hand down yep. in the thigh. And I'll tell you, he's got a heck of a grip with that. And your winner is going to be John Emma of Canon McMillan. Decision 9-1. He's your third place finisher.
Still Tolliver not able to get out. Now a switch attempt. And Yannick just follows around behind. Under 30 seconds to go. Tolliver now trying to get hand control. Now a bar on that right-hand side. And that's lost there by Yannick. Still leading 9-5. 15 seconds to go. Granby roll attempt again and not able to get out was Tolliver. And that's how things are going to wrap up. Kale Yannick is going to be your champion, 9-5 winner over Evan Tolliver of Ringgold.
You're listening to the WPIAL Boys 3A Individual Championship on greensports.net on the WJPA Sports Network.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
139-pounders on the mats. Your championship bout, Collier Hartman of Canon McMillan and Brooks Blasco of Norwin.
We are underway here. No score. 30 seconds into this match. My mat center is completely just spinning. So
yeah, too many people on here.
Yeah. So Hartman trying to work underarm control there, and they eventually just called a stalemate. Let's go back to the center for a restart. 1:12 to go.
In the third place match is Thomas Bencho of West Allegheny against Chase Smith of Franklin Regional. In the fifth place match, it is Daniel Smith of Connellsville and Olympic Serrero of Mars. In the seventh place match, Peter Leventis of South Fayette and Telek Sadirbakov of Char Valley.
Hartman had the double leg takedown and was just able to come back around the behind there and picked up the three-point takedown. With 42 seconds to go, they went off the edge. Coming right back to the center, Collier Hartman leading 3-0. And he's going optional start. Confident in that ability with 42 seconds to go. There's the one-point escape, and now an outside single attempt by Hartman. Heavy hands there by Hartman. And another takedown attempt there, and that is awarded as they go off out of bounds. Hartman able to keep that left foot in, now leading 6-1 with 24 seconds to go. See if we'll go with a ride here. Coach said to cut him, but he's going to go ahead and ride him.
Some of your other scores in the seventh place match It's now 3-0. Peter Leventis of South Fayette over Telek Sadirbekov of Chartiers Valley.
Blasco with a roll, and he's up to his feet, but Hartman did have the leg in. Now trying to mat return, and they just called it potentially dangerous. With 4 seconds to go, we're going to come back to the center here for that restart.
And there's a fall in the seventh-place bout. Looks like Peter Leventis has caught Sadirbekov in a cradle and picks up the fall.
Some good sportsmanship there.
Yeah, was good. I like to see that.
Yep. So we're going to start this second period in neutral position. Hartman leading 6-1. It was a single attempt there by Blasco. Pretty weak attempt, not even able to get to the knee. Hartman's just going heavy hands here and just in control. Now trying that underhook again as we get towards the edge of the mat is Hartman. He's going with that underarm and then dropping down to the single, and he's been able to get the two takedowns so far with that, and that this time they go out the edge of the mat. So come back to the center at 1:26 to go in this second period.
And it's now 2-0 in the fifth-place match. It's Olympic Sorreo of Mars leading over Daniel Smith of Connellsville.
Had a shot attempt there by Hartman. Nothing doing as they go towards the edge of the mat here to our right. Now low single attempt by Hartman, and as he does so, Blasco was hit for stalling, and there is the takedown. So it's going to be 9-1, and then a quick escape as he let him up was Hartman, and quickly back into another shot attempt right at the edge of the mat. Blasco does have that wizard in, so no points awarded yet. And now going headhunting is Hartman. He's going to try to pull him back on the mat. Has time to do so. Now Blasco tried to grab the low ankle, and he got stuck in a cradle. Takedown awarded, and now we're looking for back points is Hartman. On the side of the mat, he's going to try to readjust, but also he went out of bounds there. What did we award? So we did award the four back. It's going to be 16-2. We're going optional start. Looking for that technical fall here is Hartman. So he went and let him up, 16-3. Quick underhook down to the single. Whizzer in by Blasco. No takedown yet. Hartman trying to pick up this takedown and end this match. Now there is the takedown. Now looking for the fall with 12 seconds to go is Hartman. He's got that half, and he's got it in deep. Either way, this is going to be the end of this championship mat here, and that's going to end with a technical fall at 4 minutes, and that final is going to be 23-3. Your champion, Collier Hartman.
Over in the third place bout, it's now 5-4. Chase Smith of Franklin Regional leading over Thomas Bencho of West Allegheny. And in the fifth place match, it's Olympic Sorreo of Mars 6-3 over Daniel Smith of Connellsville. Both of those matches late in the third period.
That was just an overall just impressive performance. Pretty much anything that he wanted to do in that match, he did.
Yeah, he looked great. Hartman's looked good all day.
Yep.
Time running down here. We've got 12 seconds left in the third place or fifth place bout. 11-4, Olympic Sorreo of Mars. And time will run out. That's your final. 11-4, Olympic Sorreo of Mars. He is your fifth-place finisher. Daniel Smith of Connellsville will finish sixth. We've got injury time now running down below us in the third-place match. And that is Smith and Bencho. And Smith is up 5-4. There's only about 40 seconds left in the match. But they're running injury time for Chase Smith. Well, he's putting his headgear back on, so he appears to be okay. Well, now it looks like he might be having an issue with the headgear.
Of course.
How many people does it take to fix a headgear? Because you have
correct
an official and two coaches over there.
And so it looks like the kids, they're just looking at them. The kids doing all the work.
Yeah. I think you're right. He gets it snapped up now. He's ready to go. 5-4, Chase Smith of Franklin Regional leading over Thomas Bencho of West Allegheny with 45 seconds remaining in the match.
All eyes are on you guys.
Yeah, here we go. We're underway. Trying to come up to his feet is Bencho. Trying to hang on to the leg now is Smith. And he does get up onto the body again. And off the edge of the mat they go. 26 seconds remaining in the match. This is our third place bout at 139 pounds. Thomas Bencho, West Allegheny, trailing by one to Chase Smith of Franklin Regional. But now it looks like we're having headgear issues again.
Yeah, we are. At this point, where's the closest teammate that tosses his headgear and say, here, you take this?
Well, you would think so, but earlier in the day, they brought tape out and actually taped the headgear. So I don't know if his friends wouldn't let him use theirs or...
Maybe that's the situation.
Oh, I'm sure it probably wasn't that, but they did. They taped it up. Well, now Smith gets his headgear fixed. 26 seconds to go. He's in the top position. Smith leading by one. And he grabs the ankle and trips Bencho or flattens Bencho out. Now Bencho trying to turn in and grab the leg. Can't get it. Now comes up to his feet. Smith hanging on the leg. 8 seconds to go.
There's the stall.
And there's the stall call. We wondered when that was coming. 6 seconds to go. Stall call against Smith. He hung on a single leg, but he didn't move up.
Might not have been as quick as some people wanted it to be, but I don't. I mean, the timing of it wasn't awful. I don't think.
Right. Okay, trying to crawl away is Bencho. Now comes up to his feet, hanging onto that leg again. But it doesn't matter. Time's going to expire. Your third place finisher is going to be Chase Smith of Franklin Regional, a 5-4 winner over Thomas Bencho of West Allegheny. We're going to step aside. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Greensports.net on APA Sports Network.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Welcome back to Can of Mac. We've got our 145-pound finalists on the mat. It is Kai Vielma of Connellsville and Nathan Klingensmith of Norwin.
All right, so I don't know if you caught that. There must have been an understanding there that they were just going with that injury. My mat center is refreshing here, but they circled for about 10 seconds. And that was it. So, yeah. Connellsville.
Yeah, your winner's going to be Kai Vielma of Connellsville over Nathan Klingensmith of Norwin. I guess that's a medical or a forfeit, right? Because he came out.
Yes.
So he didn't default.
Correct.
So I believe it's a medical forfeit. So your champion, Kai Vielma, out of Connellsville. Now let's take a look at your third place match. Jacob Chacon of Montour against Aiden Finnegan of Cannon McMillan. And in your fifth place match, well, we just had a quick fall. Who was that?
We have a fall over there on the seventh place match.
And I believe that is Zach Hill of Seneca Valley, your winner over Cameron Timko of Thomas Jefferson. And we don't have any other matches out here, do we?
Well, yeah, this one over here, we have injury time.
Oh, okay.
On mat number one.
Oh, that's right. That's Chacon and Finnegan. That's Cannon McMillan.
So... with that here, as far as the technicality with the seating for next week, is that what we're looking at?
Well, I don't understand, because if you default versus a medical forfeit, I don't know.
Correct, and that's why I don't know what the difference is here.
Yeah, because if he defaulted the match, he would still get second place.
Correct.
So if
that's the thing. I don't know if they're looking for something for some grace with seeding or
yeah, I'm not sure
or what.
And he didn't look injured.
So it was, I believe, the knee. There was a pretty good limp that was taking place there. But other than that, I mean, they started, and then there was, you could tell it was just kind of a light circle, and about 10 seconds in, they're like, okay. And then they both stood up, the ref blew the whistle, and that was it.
Maybe he was going to try to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, a couple seconds in, realized he just couldn't. That would make more sense.
Yeah.
So, okay. Trying to sort that out for you. What happened was they came out and started, and 10 seconds in, then they stopped the match. So maybe he tried to go on his left knee and just couldn't do it. So back down to mat number one. That's for the third place bout. Jacob Chacon of Montour trailing 6-2 to Aiden Finnegan of Cannon McMillan. Randy, if you want to catch that one.
Yep. My mat center just came back, so we're good to go. All right. So we're just catching you up here as far as Sam had mentioned the time. We are in the second period. Okay, so we have three back that were just awarded there. So we are at a 6-5 score, 50 seconds ago, second period. Right now, Chacon from Montour is losing or trailing 6-5 to Finnegan and Cannon Mac. Finnegan just gave up three back points. Back to the center here for the restart. Trying to come up to his feet was Finnegan and broken down by Chacon. Still now back up to his feet, trying to break free, holding on to that leg. And still no stalling. I say most of the crowd here watching wanted a stall call there, and that wasn't awarded, and I don't disagree with him with that. I mean, it probably was long enough to warrant that, but back to the center here with 27 seconds to go. Finnegan still trying to come up to his feet. Chacon still in control. And now locked up, almost like a side headlock there. And he's got this tight.
Well, he does have that tight.
I say, Finnegan wasn't, I mean, I thought he was flat there for a second, but just going to give up four back, and that's going to make the score 9-6 now. So, good period there on top for Chacon. Just quickly picked up seven different back points, and he's leading 9-6 now, and they're going to start neutral in this third period. So now double underhook and quick takedown there by Finnegan. We are all tied up at 9. Trying to work that power half now. Oh, wait a second. They put it
on the wrong side.
Yeah, so they're trying to fix it now.
Yeah.
But so now we're at 9. 1:35 to go. Trying to work a power half here is Finnegan. Starting to get a little high. He's going to have to readjust. Chacon trying to just dump him off. Now Finnegan does have him broken down flat. And just Finnegan went ahead and just broke free. Let him go. Chacon with a one-point escape. Off the edge of the mat they go. 1:16 to go, and we're going to come back to the center for a restart. All right, back to the center here. Finnegan trailing 10-9 now. Now there is the takedown by Finnegan. Leading 12-10. Now going headhunting is Chacon. Finnegan is getting high again. He's got to be careful here. He's going to get stacked up. Quick two-point reversal by Chacon, and we are tied up at 12. Now trying to run a bar is Chacon. Tied up at 12. Probably have more scoring in this match than we have a lot of others combined.
A lot more action, that's for sure.
And there he is able to get Finnegan turn. And looking for the fall is Chacon, and this is tight. I'll be very surprised if he gets out of this here. So Chacon looking for this fall, already up at least 16-12. down to 20 seconds, and Finnegan still fighting off his back here. And there is the fall. So Jacob Chacon is going to be your third-place winner at 145 pounds.
And we'll step aside. You're listening to Greensports.net on the WJPA Sports Network.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. Finding the right insurance can feel overwhelming. With rates rising and policies getting more complicated, it's hard to know who to trust. That's where we come in. At Chambers Insurance, we're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted advisors. We know the challenges you face, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Whether it's your personal, business, or life insurance, we're committed to finding you the right coverage at the best price. Because we're local, you will always have someone you know and trust. Just a phone call or click away at chambersinsurance.com.
Here we go, 152-pounders on the mat. Michael Ruane of Franklin Regional, Owen Campbell of Plum in your championship bout.
So as Sam just mentioned there, that championship match, we are 40 seconds into that, no score. So making sure, yep. Okay, head tie there by Campbell. Just going to let that go and circles back to the center. Now shot attempt there by Campbell. Now looking to try to switch over to a dump. Not successful there yet. Still trying to fight that off is Ruane. And there's going to be the stalemate coming back to the center for this restart with 56 seconds to go.
In your third place match, Noah Curran and Norwin is scoreless with Luke Lilly of Connellsville. And in your fifth place match, Rook Smith of Montour scoreless with Griffin Reed of North Allegheny.
Shot attempt there by Ruane, unsuccessful. Campbell just kind of sidestepped that. Now low single attempt there by Campbell trying to switch over to a dump, wasn't able to do so. Back up to their feet and towards the center with a head tap there by Ruane. 20 seconds to go remaining in this opening period.
In your seventh place bout, Colton Fisher of Bethel Park leading 5-0 over Adam Haynes of Fox Chapel.
Nice duck attempt there by Ruane. Whizzer in here by Campbell, trying to fight this off with 2 seconds to go, and does so. Nice little action there towards the end of that period. We are going to have blood time. Apparently, I guess that's going to be for on Ruane.
Yeah, I couldn't tell who was bleeding.
It was funny because Campbell pointed to his nose.
Right.
And I was like, oh, he's bleeding. And then they went to the other guy. So, all right.
In the third place match, Noah Curran of Norwin is leading 4-0 over Luke Lilly of Connellsville. I'm watching too much of the Olympics.
Yeah.
I wanted to say he was from Norway. And
yes.
I'm pretty sure he's not.
Yes. All right, they're going to cut that blood time.
In the fifth place bout, Griffin Reed of North Allegheny up 4-0 now over Rook Smith of Montour.
Still cleaning up the mat now. They cut the blood time, but just got to take care of the mat. And choice is going to be Campbell's, and he chose down.
Keeping an eye over here on Rook Smith. I remember him from last year from Montour. He's unconventional,
okay,
but he's so stinking athletic that he's able to do things that he shouldn't be able to do.
Yeah.
And he's just exciting to watch.
Did you just see that? They just called a double stall.
Double stall. That's because they keep standing, leaning on their knees, and just looking at each other.
Yep.
Well, now It's going to be a takedown for Griffin Reed in North Allegheny. He's going to go up 7-0 over Smith.
All right, so we're going to have a stall warning against Ruane. Wasn't able to get Campbell back down to the mat there as Campbell came up to his feet. Coach is questioning that. So, got the explanation. Probably not the one he wanted. And back to the center here.
In the seventh place bout, Colton Fisher of Bethel Park now up 8-0 over Adam Haynes of Fox Chapel.
So, trying to come around behind for a two-point reversal is Campbell. Ruane still does have control. Now, switching over to a double here is Ruane. Working down closer to the ankles now. And we're going to head towards the edge of the mat here. No stalemate. They're staying there. They're still in. Still action going. With 1 minute to go. And now they're both completely out of bounds. There was a finger, basically, on the mat. And back to the center we go for the restart.
Seven to one now. Reed over Smith, as Smith does get a one-point escape here in the third period.
So we have a caution now against Campbell. Still no score. Campbell trying to come to his feet here on the restart. He's able to do so, but Ruane trying to get him back down, and he's going to have to cut him. He's been warned for stalling once, went ahead and cut, and there's a one-point escape. Campbell leading 1-0 with 36 seconds to go in this second period. Trying to underhook on this right-hand side here was Ruane, and trying to get to the ankle, was not able to do so. Some heavy hands here by both wrestlers. Snap down attempt there by Campbell. Now trying to shuck around behind was Campbell and not able to do so as they go off the edge 14 seconds ago.
A lot of action once again, not a lot of score.
Correct. We go from this 16 to 12 to an ultimate fall to no points.
Right. Still 7-0 in the third place bout. Noah Kerwin of Norwin over Luke Lilly of Connellsville. And that's your final. So your third place finisher is Noah Kerwin of Norwin.
Now Ruane is going to start this third period on bottom. Campbell covers. Nice tight waist there. Trying to switch over to a half was Campbell. And really just clamping that down was Ruane. Now Ruane's trying to get a two-point reversal here, and he does so. So now up 3-0. Excuse me, 2-1. Let's say I was premature on that. So 2-1. Grammy roll attempt there by Campbell. Ruane did have a half in, so was not able to get free. Up to all fours there now. A switch attempt by Campbell. And Ruane was able to get the mat return this time. So down to 120 to go.
Your seventh place finisher is Colton Fisher out of Bethel Park. 10-0 was his score.
Good match, good action here. Not a lot of scoring, but great, great action. Half attempt here on the left-hand side. Now switching over sides was Ruane.
Griffin Reed is your fifth-place finisher as he wins 7-2 over Rook Smith of Montour.
Campbell up to his base now, trying to roll out in front, not able to do so. Now we're under a minute to go with 45 seconds to go. Toward the edge of the mat, Ruane still in control. They're still in. Now, Ruane does have the stall call, so he has to keep the action going. He can't afford to give up a point. We go off the edge, back to the center here with 38 seconds to go. I think this one has extended time written all over it.
Boy, it does, doesn't it?
I say either way, I mean, Ruane's got to keep moving. He's been warned for stalling once. He gives up the escape. We're all going to be tied up. So he's got to keep the action going. And off the start there, running tight ways. Campbell's trying to come up to his base. Not up to his feet completely yet, and there he is. Ruane still trying to work him back down. Able to do so. Got him back down to all fours. Now back up to his feet. Trying mat return, and there's a mat return by Ruane. Down to 12 seconds. Action is still going. Under 10 seconds to go here. Campbell trying to sit out attempt to a switch. Now he's going head hunting. Still in control is Ruane, and that's how it's going to end. Your champion, Michael Ruane from Franklin Regional.
We'll step aside once again. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Greensports.net on the WJPA Sports Network.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
160-pounders now on the mat in the championship bout. Jack White from Norwin and Cole Gibbons from Mount Lebanon.
We are about 30 seconds into this match. No score. As Sam just mentioned, White and Norwin, Gibbons and Mount Lebanon. Now working a two-on-one there was Gibbons. Both wrestlers ear-to-ear tie towards the left edge of the mat. Not really circling, but we are ear-to-ear. Start to circle there a little bit, down to halfway through this first period. 160-pound final.
In your fifth-place bout, we do have a default. It is Matrish of Pentrafford defaulting to Lily of Connellsville. So Lily will be your fifth-place finisher.
Now, so over to the edge here, both wrestlers ear-to-ear, trying to hand fight for control. Now a single attempt there, switch over to a double by Gibbons, and a three-point takedown with 28 seconds to go.
Probably hear the people cheering because Mason Calguero of Cannon McMillan is up 1-0 over Sutton Stoner. And there's all kinds of action in that match.
Going back to the center here for a restart. 20 seconds ago in our championship match. Cole Gibbons leading 3-0 over Jack White and Norwin. White was able to break free. Still running quickly behind was Gibbons as they go off the edge of the mat. He doesn't want to give up this escape on short time with 11 seconds to go.
Calguero picks up another takedown. He's up 7-1 now over Stoner. Stoner out of Butler.
Trying to get up to his feet here is White. And just heavy ride there by Gibbons. And that's how we're going to go into the second period. It's going to be White's choice. And he's choosing down. Gibbons leading 3-0. Gibbons out of Mount Lebanon. And there's going to be a caution on Gibbons. Just jumped the whistle there a bit.
In the other bout, it's Cooper Dietz of West Mifflin up 1-0 over Christian Lowther of Ringgold.
So White came up to his feet. Gibbons broke him free. He turned around and faced him, shot in on a double, went right back down, but escape was not awarded. So they said no change in control, so we're still at 3-0.
Did they completely separate?
They completely separated.
Wow. I don't really understand that.
He let him go, and he, as soon as he turned around and faced him, then he went after a double leg. And
I saw him look over to his coaches pretty confused.
Yes. So they said no change in control.
Well, at the end of the second period, Calgaro is still leading 7-1 over Stoner in the seventh place bout.
So trying to work a cross face here on top was Gibbons. White working is up to his feet there, and they broke free, facing, and there's the 1 point escape. 50 seconds ago. Gibbons definitely being the aggressor here. He's leading 3-1. Outside single attempt there by Gibbons. Fought off nicely there by White. Back up to the feet. Ear-to-ear tie. And coming back here to the center. 25 seconds to go. Outside single attempt there by White. Not able to get anywhere near. And we're back to a head-to-head tie here. Duck attempt there by Gibbons. And that's how we're going to end this period. It's going to be 3-1. Looks like Gibbons is starting to, I don't know, breathe a little heavy.
Yeah, it looks like he's breathing really heavy.
So his choice, hand on his knees here. He's not ready to get in position yet. Deep breath, and finally goes into the down position.
In the third place bout, still 1-0. Cooper Dietz of West Mifflin over Christian Lowther of Ringgold.
Quick escape there by Gibbons, trying to shake his arms out.
Another takedown for Mason Calgaro in the seventh place bout. He's up 10-1.
Low single attempt trying to switch over to a double here was Gibbons. Maybe he had us confused there as far as the tank, but he seems to still have a little bit to go here. We're going to have a stalemate and start back here at 137. Down under a minute and a half to go here. Both wrestlers still just hand fighting in the center of the mat. Say, White, if I'm White, I would be pushing here. And there's a low single attempt by White.
Well, we have a final down here.
Well, did I see the coach directly next to the wrestlers?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on here. We have a takedown, and your winner is going to be Christian Lowther of Ringgold, 4-1. I believe that was an overtime.
Okay.
Yeah, so 4-1, Lowther of Ringgold, your third place finisher.
We're still ear-to-ear tie here. We're now under a minute to go. Shot attempt, single attempt here by White. He's got the single, and Gibbons just jumped off the mat. And they are going to call it technical violation. It's going to be 1 point for White. Now it's 4-2.
Mason Calgaro, also a winner, 10-1 out of Cannon McMillan. He's your seventh place finisher.
So 45 seconds to go here. 2-point match. White can get this takedown. He'll be your champion. He's got a push. Gibbons still circling. Now back to head-to-head tie. Duck attempt there by White. Not able to finish it off. Down to 25 seconds to go. Gibbons just going up and down, down to a knee, then back up. Backing up now is Gibbons. They get to the end. Now we're in a ear-to-ear tie. 12 seconds. Back to the center is Gibbons. White's a little high. And that's how things are going to end. It's going to be 4-2. Gibbons is going to be your 160-pound champion.
And we're going to step away again. You're listening to Greensports.net on the WJPA Sports Network.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
172-pounders on the mat now, your championship bout. Zach LeBrier of Thomas Jefferson and Liam Costa of Moon Area.
We are about 30 seconds into this match and no score. So both centers, wrestlers at the center of the mat. Nice single attempt there by LeBrier, but not able to finish that off. Good defense there by Costa. So both wrestlers just kind of stalking each other. Fake attempt by both wrestlers. Now we're going to an ear-to-ear tie. Breaking free. Fake shot there by Costa. Under a minute to go, opening period. Nice low single there by LeBrier. Trying to potentially switch over to a double. It almost like he was going to a Peterson there.
Yeah.
But still just a single leg. Trying to suck that in. And good defense once again by Costa as they go off the edge of the mat. And coming back into the center under 30 seconds to go. No score.
In your third place bout, it's Ethan Cartwright of Franklin Regional. Up 3-0 over Carter Morvay of North Hills.
Under 15 seconds to go. Championship match. Zach LeBrier, Thomas Jefferson, Liam Costa of Moon. No score. And that's how it's going to head into. Oh, as I say that, they were going to say that the Wizard was still in. And no takedown awarded.
Wow, that was close.
That was extremely close.
I mean, I kind of agree. They had the Wizard in, but that was close. We've got blood time running on mat number three. That's your fifth place bout between Sidney Hand, Penn Trafford, and Michael Lawrence. Chartiers Valley, and they're running blood time for Sidney Hand.
Costa won the disc flip there and chose down up to his feet and able to get a one-point escape is Costa. Now trying a low single attempt again was LeBrier. Ankle pick, no luck. Costa, his defense has been on point so far, and over the edge of the mat, there's still a lot of heavy hands here by LeBrier. Now he tried to go over to the other side. Now switching him over to his dump, to his backside was Costa. A lot of good action here.
There is a lot of good action. And I was going to say that Costa's going to have to watch because there's so much action coming at him. He's backing up a lot, but then he tried to throw attempt, so.
Correct. So Costa is leading 1-0. We're down to 1-10 in the second. Nice inside trip there by Costa. Straight to his back. So we got not only the three-point takedown, but he's getting back points as well. He got it, had at least a two swipe. And now he's going to get the full amount.
Wow, what a turn of events.
That was a beautiful takedown, that inside trip.
Yeah, because poor LeBrier just kept coming and coming and coming, so what a good way to catch him coming in.
Yes. So able to break that hold there. Costa is going to be up 8-0. He's got the right leg in, and he's going heavy hands. Now looking power half, and he's got LeBrier over to his back again, but no swipes. Okay. quickly up to his base as the Briar able to circle out and get the one-point escape. And now shot attempt there by LeBrier straight to his back. He's got Costa in trouble. Under 10 seconds to go, looking for the fall. He is stuck, and there it is, 2 seconds to go. And your champion is going to be Zach LeBrier out of Thomas Jefferson. What a turn of events.
As a fan, that was an extremely exciting match to watch.
Wow. At the very least there, he doesn't get the fall. You're looking at a tie match.
Yeah.
But, wow, what a turn. The time of that fall is going to come at 3:58.
Wow, I'm a little shell-shocked by that. Over in the third-place match, it's Carter Morvay of North Hills leading 6-5 over Ethan Cartwright of Franklin Regional. In the fifth-place bout, Michael Lawrence of Chartiers Valley has a 4-0 lead over Sidney Hand of Penn Trafford. And in the seventh-place bout, it is Caleb Kinsey of Armstrong, a 2-0 leader over Travis Shearer of Kiski Area. Wow, I can't believe.
Yeah.
Fighting off his back, gets up, comes over, and just throws his opponent to his back.
I mean, geez. I mean, that always, that just type of action, that takes a lot out of you. And it looked like he was just, I mean, just ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Just impressive. Impressive turn of events there. So, just looking, we're coming to the end of that seventh-place match over there. That is going to be Caleb Kinsey of Armstrong, going to be your 2-0 winner over Travis Shearer of Kiski Area. I didn't catch the final here on mat number one.
You know what? They just cleared it. I'm not
sure
either.
They cleared it quick. So I was getting that one just even, and then looked back, saw that they were walking off the mat, but it was already cleared. So we're down under a minute and a half to go in the match over here, the third place match. That's Sidney Hand, Penn Trafford, and Michael Lawrence of Central Valley. 4-3 Lawrence currently.
Champions photo at the end of the bouts. All champions should stay for a team or a champion's photo at the conclusion of today's placement bouts.
Time ticking down here in the third period. And we're going to have a two-point takedown for Hand. And that'll put Hand to Penn Trafford up 5-4 over Lawrence of Char Valley. That's your fifth place bout at 172 pounds. Just under a minute to go in the match. Hand Penn Trafford riding a claw. Let's that go. Now bars the arms.
All 160-pound place winners should be at the podium.
Now he breaks Lawrence down flat. Down to 35 seconds to go. Hand working up to a quad pod. Lawrence to a quad pod. Hand takes him right back down. Down to 20 seconds to go. Down to 15. Hand still riding on top of Lawrence, leading 5-4. Now we're going to have a caution for stalling against Sidney Hand. Down to 5 seconds, coming up to his feet is Lawrence. And taken back down and off the edge of the mat with 2 seconds to go by Hand. Sidney Hand leading 5-4 over Michael Lawrence. Hand out of Penn Trafford, Lawrence out of Char Valley. Oh, and we're going to have locked hands against Hand. That's 1 point for Lawrence. We're tied at five apiece.
2 seconds.
And time runs out. We're headed to overtime.
Of course we are.
Well, here we go. Underway in the sudden victory period. And it's going to be a takedown for Sydney Hand. Hand is your winner, 8-5 in sudden victory over Michael Lawrence of Shark Tears Valley. We're going to step aside. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Greensports.net on the WJPA Sports Network.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
And here we go, 189-pounders on the mat. Mario Hutcherson of Kiski area against Hunter Snyder of Greater Latrobe for the championship.
All right, here's just trying to make sure that it was, we were reloading, just make sure we had this. So as Sam mentioned here, we got Snyder and Hutcherson. No score currently, 30 seconds in. Hutcherson in on a pretty deep shot, trying to get control here. More or less just kind of trying to shuck Snyder off and hasn't been able to do so. Snyder is still locked through the crotch, trying to roll through. He's going to be in trouble here. Look for a defensive fall, and now there's a three-point takedown, and they went two swipes. Is he not holding? Well, he did two swipes, but he's not holding two.
Yeah, I don't know how you start counting before there's control.
Correct. He actually did. He actually did he did a swipe, did the three-point takedown, and then did another swipe. So 45 seconds to go. Hutcherson is leading 3-0.
Also want to keep our eye out in the third-place match. Bryce Collins of Cannon McMillan against Michael Olszewski of Moon Area, and they're scoreless right now. And in the seventh-place bout, it's Tegan Barr of Trinity trailing 3-1 to Tanner Schaefer of Norwin.
Okay, we're coming back to the center here for this restart. Hutcherson leading 3-0. Up to his feet is Snyder. Wasn't able to break free. Now trying to roll here. Was able to get a one-point escape. We're neutral with 17 seconds to go as we're at the edge of the table, right by the scorer's table. And they head off. 15 seconds to go, back to the center for this restart.
In the fifth-place match, it is Nez Green of Central Catholic against Musabek Sadirbakov of Chartiers Valley.
Right shortly after the whistle there. Beautiful low ankle pick there by Hutcherson. Picking up that takedown, leading 6-1 as we head into the second. Going to be Snyder's choice, and Snyder chooses down.
And now Tegan Barr takes the lead. He's up 5-3 over Tanner Schaefer in the seventh place bout.
Hutcherson riding on top, leading 6-1 in the second. Now switch over to left-hand side for a half. Trying to clamp that down, and another roll attempt there by Snyder, not able to do so. So off the edge of the mat, they're going to go again here. 1:32 remaining in the second.
4-2, Sadirbakov. Now leading Green of Central Catholic in the fifth-place bout. And in the third-place bout, Olszewski of Moon, 4-2, leading over Bryce Collins of Cannon McMillan.
Up to his feet and able to pick up that one-point escape was Snyder. shot and attempt here by Snyder. Good defense here by Hutcherson so far. Trying to come around behind is Hutcherson. Snyder still has a hold of that right leg. Whizzer in by Hutcherson. Up to his feet, trying to trip him now is Snyder. Some good flexibility here by Hutcherson as they're towards the edge of the mat. Ankle is hooked now. And the waist is covered, I think. I don't know, Sam. I mean,
yeah, I don't think he has control yet.
So they're not saying control. He has that right hip covered. And they're going to say they're off the edge of the mat.
Yeah, actually, I agree with that. He really didn't have control. He was around the hip, but he wasn't on the back where, you know, he'd need to be up higher for control.
And that would, I would say, all due to the flexibility there by Hutcherson.
Yeah, I agree.
Interesting, though, as they just came back, Hutcherson was basically looking as he thought he was taken down. He was ready to go down.
Yeah.
But the interesting part there as well, Snyder did not come back to the center quick enough and was hit for stalling.
Yeah, that's first we've seen that all day.
Yep.
Over in the other mat now, Tegan Barr of Trinity up 12-3 over Tanner Schaefer. That's in the seventh place bout. Schaefer out of Norwin.
Trying to right arm under attempt here. Trying to just chuck him up here was Snyder. Down to 10 seconds to go. They're on the edge and go behind. Attempt by Hutcherson. Switching down to a low single, but Hutcherson does have that whizzer in, and that's how this period is going to end. Hutcherson leading 6-2. It's going to be his choice, and he's choosing down.
In the third place bout, Olszewski of Moon leading 6-4 over Collins of Cannon McMillan. And in the fifth place bout, Sadirbakov leading 7-2 over Green of Central Catholic. Sadirbakov out of Chartiers Valley.
Quick escape there by Hutcherson, leading 7-2. Low single attempt by Snyder, trying to shuck by, and there's control, able to do so. There's the takedown to his back. Hutcherson does have at least two, and he's now going to be picking up more back points. Currently leading 10-2. And now going belly down, but those points, they're going to be awarded the four back, leading 14-2, Mario Hutcherson over Hunter Snyder.
Well, and that's your final. Tegan Barr of Trinity is your seventh place finisher. 12-3 winner over Tanner Schaefer of Norwin. And it's going to be Bryce Collins, your winner.
It's late points.
Yeah, he's your winner 9-6. I believe that's in overtime out of Cannon McMillan as he defeats Michael Olszewski of Moon.
Back here at your championship match here, Mario Hutcherson leading 14-2 over Hunter Snyder. Under a minute to go in this final period. Up to his feet is Snyder, and there's the mat return with a roll as they go out of bounds. 46 seconds to go.
You know, in all honesty, these guys wrestle like 125-pounders.
Yeah. That's been pretty much consistent throughout.
Yeah. A lot of action, a lot of movement. Really athletic 189-pounders.
So 40 seconds to go as we're back to the center here, trying to come up to a quad pod, and there's the escape for Snyder, trailing 14-3. Say we can't say, I mean, there would be if it was, right? If he got the takedown with that riding time, you know, he would pick up the technical foul, but no riding time in high school. He definitely would have accumulated over a minute there.
Yes, he would have.
So now a trip attempt there by Snyder, unsuccessful, under 10 seconds to go. And that is how this one's going to wind up. So it's going to be Mario Hutcherson. No takedown awarded there at the end, but 14-3 over Snyder for your champion.
Well, we're going to step aside again. You're listening to Greensports.net on the WJPA Sports Network.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
And here we go, 215-pounder on the mat. In the championship match. It's going to be Brown of Bel Vernon and Roskowski of Kiski area. This was the state final last year, and Brown was the winner.
Not sure.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. So Elijah Brown of Bel Vernon and Cooper Roskowski of Kiski area in the championship bout.
So we have Rowan Tustin out here as well.
Yeah, so Rowan Tustin of Waynesburg wrestling Joey Geller Fox Chapel for fifth place.
We have no score yet here currently in this championship match with Roskowski and Brown. Ear-to-ear tie. Pretty close to the center of the match. And Matt here trying to work some hand control was Brown. Do you happen to remember what that final was last year?
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember. In our third place bout, it's Cale Ott of Penn Trafford and Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan. And in the seventh place bout, Ian Holub of Trinity and Cameron Healy of North Hills.
So currently almost a front headlock position. They're going to go out the side of the mat there. 55 seconds to go as we come back to the center for a restart.
1-0 now as Rowan Tustin picks up an escape here early in the second period.
Still ear-to-ear tie here in our championship match with Brown and Roskowski. No score, under 40 to go, opening period.
And Rowan Tustin catches Geller on his back. Tustin looking for the fall, and there it is. Time of the fall is going to be 1 minute and 34 seconds in favor of Rowan Tustin of Waynesburg. He'll be your fifth place finisher.
So the one thing, he at least paying attention, I miss Roskowski when they were doing the Parade of Champions there, but Elijah Brown coming into this match with 165 career wins.
Wow, that's a lot of victories.
That's a lot of matches because I think there was like 20-some losses there too. So, I mean, but still, I believe they said two-time Whipfield champ?
Yes.
Nice blast double there by Brown as they go off the edge. Right, scored that with about a second to go. So, nice takedown right at the end of the first period there by Elijah Brown.
He's lightning quick.
That was quick. So this was Roskowski's choice, and he chose neutral. So we're starting off this second period here, ear-to-ear tie again. Brown starting to try to circle out a little bit there. Roskowski still trying to work some hand control. Both wrestlers just kind of pummeling around there, and Brown circles out. So over-under here, trying to snap down attempt there was Brown, and they go off the edge, 1:26 to go.
Looks like we're running injury time over on the far mat. Cameron Healy of North Hills leading 7-1 over Ian Holub of Trinity. And down into third place, Matt, Cale Ott of Penn Trafford up 1-0 over Braden Collins.
Still a little more of the same here, just ear-to-ear tie. Now trying to circle out again was Brown. Fake attempt there by Brown. Brown's leading 3-0. 1 minute to go. Second period. Fake attempt there by Ruskoski. They broke free there for a minute, or a second, I should say, and right back at it. Now snap down attempt by Brown, not able to do so, and they go off the edge, coming back to the center for this restart with 36 seconds to go in the second period.
Over on your third place bout, still 1-0, Cale Ott leading over Braden Collins. And that's with just about a minute to go in the match.
Down to 20 seconds to go. Ear-to-ear tie, center of the mat. Brown circles out. Now under 10 to go. Shot attempt there by Brown. Now double underhook. And they go off the edge, and there goes the score, the tripod.
Hit it again, didn't they?
Yep, they did. They hit that one. I mean, they hit that one solid. 2 seconds to go. Ref having a little conversation with him. I think telling him just to keep things a little bit on the mat here. And I don't think the that's going to be the end. It's going to be the end of the period, but the scoreboard did not respond.
You know, my wife always says, for the heavier weights, you need another circle around the outside to make the mat bigger.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, she's right.
You're not wrong. So I thought they said that those 2 seconds went, but they're going to do this again. All right, now that's the official end of the second period. Brown's going to take a 3-0 lead into the third. It was his choice. He chose down.
Can you imagine how many times these two have wrestled each other?
Yeah.
Over on your third place bout, now we're tied at one apiece with Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan and Cale Ott of Penn Trafford.
Quickly up to his feet, picking up that 1-point escape is Brown, leading 4-0, 1:48 to go in the match. Ear-to-ear tie, this time not quite close to the center of the mat. They're off towards the side. And now trying to shuck behind there was Brown. Now single attempt in deep on a single was Ruskoski, but they went out of bounds. That's the closest he's been able to get to Brown's leg so far tonight. Or I should say this afternoon. 1:25 to go as we're in an ear-to-ear tie here again. Trying to break free there. This time was Ruskoski.
And we're headed overtime on mat number one for the third place bout. Cale Ott of Penn Trafford tied 1-1 with Braden Collins of Cannon Mac.
1:05 to go. Championship match here. Brown leading 4-0. Just a lot of pressure back and forth here in this ear-to-ear tie between Ruskoski and Brown. I can figure as much as they're pushing into one another, either a toss or a snap down or something here.
You would think so.
Now front headlock position here for Brown. Going to try to get around behind, but they're at the edge of the mat. And looks like he's going to run out of room to do so. Still got 1 foot in. Down under 30 seconds to go. Unless he pulls him back in, not going to be able to get around behind. So there's the stalemate. We're going to come back to the center here with 24 seconds to go. Elijah Brown leading 4-0 over Cooper Ruskoski. Another ear-to-ear tie off the restart here. Ruskowski's really got to get moving. 13 seconds to go. And that's how this one's going to end. So Elijah Brown is going to be your champion, winner 4-0 over Cooper Ruskoski of Kiske area.
And Brake Collins of Kent. Ladies and gentlemen, with direct attention to the award winners at 189. There we go. I think this is dirty. Okay. He's going to be your third place finisher, 4-1 in overtime. over Kale Auto Penn Trafford. That's Braden Collins of Canamac. One more to finish here. Ian Holub of Trinity. And they're having blood time again for Cameron Healy of North Hills. Holub trailing 7-3. Minute 12 remaining in that match.
Is that, is it minute 12 or just 12?
I believe it says a minute. Well, it says a minute 12 up here.
Well, because I'm sitting here looking, and I'm with my eyes, I'm sitting like, am I seeing just 12 or is it minute 12? I'm not doubting you.
Yeah, I think that's a minute 12, but I see looking at the,
like, the just the angle.
Yeah,
of it.
Right.
It is. It's just twisted enough there.
Well, they're back underway, so they must have gotten Healy taken care of.
And they didn't stop it when it got the zeros there, so.
No, that's right. And trying to come around the side is Holub, and he will. He'll get the takedown. It's now 7-6. Holub trailing by one. And Holub limping a little bit. Thought he was going to take injury time, but he says no. Comes back into the center of the mat. 1 point escape for Healy, so it's 8-6 now in favor of Healy. Working out of a head tie. This is your seventh place bout at 215 pounds. And off the edge of the mat they go. 20 seconds remaining in the match. Holub still trailing. He's out of Trinity. Back into the head tie. Time running down here. 5 seconds to go. And that's going to do it. Your winner is going to be Cameron Healy of North Hills, 8-6 over Ian Holub of Trinity. We're going to keep it right here because they've already awarded the medals to the last weight class, and we are at heavyweight, and the heavyweights are out here, so we should be getting underway here any second. And we are. It'll be Braden McConaughey of North Allegheny against Cam Dana of West Allegheny in the championship bout.
All right, and we are underway here. Both wrestlers, you've probably heard me say this, but we are at the center, and they were ear-to-ear tied. So, so under 20 seconds, actually just a little over 20 seconds into this match. Still no score. McConaughey from North Allegheny. Dana from West Allegheny. Both wrestlers, they've broken that tie, just circling center of the mat. Center of the mat here. Now back to that ear-to-ear tie.
In the third place bout, it is Dakota Carmona of Cannon McMillan against Edric Williams of Trinity. In the fifth place bout, John Montgomery of Franklin Regional now up 3-0 over Frank Grizulis of Plum. And in the seventh place bout, scoreless between Thomas Wycheck of Seneca Valley and Jonah Fierli of Norwin.
Under a minute to go here, 40 seconds to go, championship match. No score. A little hand fighting here between McConaughey and Dana. And we got a lot of running.
Bigger mat. See, bigger mat.
Exactly. It's the colors on that one makes it look like it's a bigger mat.
It definitely does.
But we can still expand that a little more. So still no score here. Under 10 seconds to go. Championship match. McConaughey and Dana. And that's how this first period is going to end. Flipping the disc. It is Dana's choice, and he defers. McConaughey is taking down.
In the third place bout, Dakota Carmona of Cannon McMillan up 1-0 now over Edric Williams of Trinity as Carmona started down in the second period and got a quick escape.
All right, starting this period off, McConaughey broke Dana down real quick. Not trying to, it was almost looking like he was trying to work a crossface cradle there initially. Back up to his base is Dana. Another quick hard crossface there by McConaughey. Seconds expired here in this second. Up to his base again is Dana. Kane trying to break him back down. Not sure. They call it a potentially dangerous, but I'm not 100% sure why. And now, are we going for blood time?
I think they are, but once again, they can't find who's bleeding.
Yeah, and there.
Well, time will expire in the second period over on the third place bout. Dakota Carmona of Cannon McMillan leading 1-0 over Edric Williams of Trinity.
I think there's some kind of cut on Dana's hand, I believe.
Okay.
All right, they're cutting that time. No bandage or anything. Now McConaughey's coming over to wipe some blood off of his hand. We have 1:12 to go in the second period when we do get back to action.
Well, 1 point escape now for Edric Williams in the third place bout out of Trinity. And now a takedown by Williams, and Williams up 4-1 over Carmona of Cannon McMillan.
We're back to action here. Heavy crossface again there by McConaughey. I would think if anything's bleeding, it would be his nose, but it wasn't.
I would think so.
So we're under a minute to go here, still riding on top. He's been, McConaughey has been active. He's been breaking him down. Now we have Dana up to his feet trying to break free. Still not able to get him back down as McConaughey, and then he broke free. No stall call, but we're talking blood again here. Again. So anyway, Dana was able to get the 1 point escape, and now they're saying, all right, they were running blood time on Dana before. Now they're running blood time. Okay, they switched it back over. They switched on the scoreboard. They started running for McConaughey, but they did switch it back.
Well, we're going to run injury time over on mat number one in a third place bout for Edric Williams of Trinity, I believe. Not sure if they're looking at his leg or his ankle. Williams is leading 4-2 over Carmona of Cannon McMillan with 14 seconds to go in the match.
Well, whatever, I think they finally did put some kind of bandage on the hand. Looks like a finger is bleeding there. But
yeah.
We are back to the center here. Restart, 25 seconds to go. Cam Dana, West Allegheny, leading 1-0 just after picking up that 1 point escape. Both wrestlers still just tying up. Under 10 to go here. Center of the mat. And that's how your second period is going to end. Now McConaughey's choice. He's going to go down, trailing 1-0 to Cam Dana of West Allegheny.
And I don't know if Edric Williams is going to be able to finish this match.
I mean, as many people that are out there, I would guess not, but
yeah, and I mean, you got to realize he's up by two with only 14 seconds to go, so he must be injured.
Yeah. And that's one of those, like, could you even hop around for 14 seconds?
Yeah, right.
But All right, so back to the center here, and we got a two-point reversal for McConaughey in the championship, Matt. So Dana's going to be down here, trailing 2-1 with 1:44 to go. Quick sit-out, switch attempt there by Dana. Now working on a side headlock is McConaughey. He does have the arm in. Trying to work his way back with this is McConaughey. He doesn't have that leg locked up, so not able to do so. And he broke that free. Dana comes up trying to get a one-point escape, and he does so as they go out of bounds.
Okay, so we're going to have an injury default in the third-place match. Your winner is going to be Dakota Carmona of Cannon McMillan. Edric Williams injured his ankle. And talk about sportsmanship. Carmona helped him off the mat and back to the locker room.
Nice.
I mean, that's some great sportsmanship.
Yeah, that's good to see.
So Dakota Carmona of Cannon McMillan is your third place finisher.
So our championship bout here, Dana was able to get the one-point escape as they went off the edge of the mat. McConaughey, they're looking at his ankle now, I believe, as they went off. Well, actually, I take that back. He did go off. I don't know that they're really looking much anything. There is injury time running right now, but the water bottle has been secured, and we are heading back to the center of the match now, the mat. There's a got a limp.
So he got a little hitch in his get-along for some reason.
We worked it out.
Oh, it's all better now.
There it is. Just needed a couple steps. All right, so quick single attempt there by Dana. Off the edge they go. Not able to get that takedown because McConaughey had the Wizard in. This is the most action we've seen in the first 5 minutes of this match.
Well, we have a fall in overtime in the seventh place bout, too. And it is in favor of, Thomas Wycheck of Seneca Valley pins Jonah Fierli of Norwin.
So we are under a minute to go here. Championship match at 285 pounds, all tied up at two. So I'm assuming this will probably go just as it always does with every tournament and every session.
Absolutely. Our final match of the tournament.
So we were down to 30 seconds to go here. Dana came out there and tried to hit that takedown, that low single, and that was, the most action we saw there out of these two. We're down to 20 seconds to go. Ear-to-ear tie, center of the mat. Still both just circling here. 10 seconds to go. And they look to be content to head to a sudden victory. And that's where we're going. So, overtime, mat two.
Yes, it is. How odd for a heavyweight bout to go to overtime.
Yep. So, I will say, Dana looks like he has a little bit more in the tank here. Let's see how this plays out. So forward pressure by Dana. Shot attempt by McConaughey. Good defense there by Dana. Now the over-under here. Just some pummeling close to the center here of the mat. We're down to 35 seconds ago in this sudden victory period. Forward pressure here by Dana. And off the edge they go. 28 seconds to go. There's the whistle. Quickly, single attempt there by Dana. Forward pressure by Dana. Now a throw attempt by Dana. Coming up. Oh, and he gets, there's the takedown. He gets McConaughey to his back. And he was content with that. So he's going to be your champ. No back points awarded because he just conceded that. So that's going to be a 5-2 victory for Cam Dana.
And we're going to step aside. We'll come back and recap right after this. You're listening to GreenSports.net on the WJPA Sports Network.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee in healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, here we go. We're back at Cannon McMillan High School. We have concluded our tournament. We're going to run down the finals for you and tell you who your champions were. Let's start at 107 pounds. Your winner was Dreshman out of Cannon McMillan, a 7-2 winner over Johnson of West Allegheny.
We had Rehack of Thomas Jefferson at 114 pounds. Your champion, 13-3 major decision winner over Ferraro of Pine Richland.
Sidden of Norway, here we go again, of Norwin, who was a winner by fall in 303 over Kapusta of Hempfield.
At 127 pounds, Sloboda of, where are we at here, Baldwin, Sloboda over Canalia Trinity, 4-0.
At 133 pounds, it was Yannick out of Moon, a 9-5 winner over Tolliver of Ringgold.
139-pound champion was Hartman of from Cannon McMillan, a technical fall in 4 minutes, 23-3 over Blasco of Norway. Norwin, you got me doing it. I just didn't see anything.
Of Norway. Too much of the Winter Olympics, jeez, man. So 145 pounds. It was a winner was Vielma from Connellsville. Winner by default in 10 seconds over Klingensmith of Norwin.
Your 152-pound champion, Ruane from Franklin Regional, 2-1 winner over Campbell from Plum.
And 160 pounds, it was Gibbons out of Mount Lebanon, a winner by decision, 4-2 over White of Norwin.
And an extremely exciting final, 172 pounds, LeBrier from Thomas Jefferson, winner by fall in 358 over Costa from Moon.
And at 189 pounds, it was Hutcherson from Kiski area, winner by major decision, 14-3 over Snyder of Greater Latrobe.
And 215 pounds, Elijah Brown, your champion, 4-0 over Ruskoski of Kiski area.
Well, that'll do it for us today. You've been listening to the WPIAL 3A Boys Individual Wrestling Tournament. And we'd like to thank our sponsors, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Maiden Street in Hickory. Online, dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than half a century of service. Shawnee Broughton Bus Lines, the shiniest school buses in town, and they're looking for drivers just like you. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find more at cameraforsenate.com. Kinetic, internet better. Chambers Insurance Agency, protecting generations since 1953. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Chef Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all of your party needs. Hernberger Insurance Agency, on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Saris Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. We thank you for tuning in today. I'm Sam McCollum from my partner Randy Pettit. Have a great evening. Good night.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.